हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एसिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त बृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नैव तस्य कृतन्नार्तं न कृतेनेह कश्चनं न च सर्वभूतेषु क्वचित्तर्तव्यपाश्रयः। नैव तस्य कृतन्नार्तं न कृतेनेह कश्चनं न च सर्वभूतेषु कश्चित्तर्तव्यपाश्रयः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इस्कॉन। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ए सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड मैन हैज नो पर्पस टू फुलफिल इन द डिस्चार्ज ऑफ हिज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटी, नॉर हैज ही एनी रीजन नॉट टू परफॉर्म सच वर्क, नॉर हैज ही एनी नीड to depend on any other living being. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Sakshiran Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutalin Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yiti Naminim. नमः आचार्य नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यपाथी पाशात देशतारिणे पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यस्तवै वेदै सांकपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामगम् ध्यानावस्थित तद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट दी हाउ सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड पर्सन विल बिहेव। So many times people, they misunderstand that social work is better than devotional service. Because unfortunately, for example, if you are worshipping the Supreme Lord or reading a Bhagavad Gita or hearing about the Bhagavad Gita, you cannot see physically, but the activities which we are performing. But for example, if you are doing a social service, that's like a giving food, giving anadan to somebody, we can physically see. So that is the reason sometimes people misunderstand the social work is better than doing the devotional service. Because for example, if you are giving anadan food to somebody, to the mass of people, how long you will be able to supply food to them, anadan? If you are giving 1 day, 2 days, okay. If you are keep on giving, they will expect every day, I should get anadan. So, how long we are able to give anadan to people? It is impossible. Just like a few years back, one of my friends sent me a message in my WhatsApp saying that there are some group of people, they are going to labor camp. They are providing a slipper, shirt, then few more things, he was saying. So, like a package. They are going to each labor camp and giving this kind of things, shoe, shirt and all those things. And he, in that message it is mentioned, if who are interested, kindly give the money so that we can provide for them. So, for example, if you are giving shoe, how long this fellow will use? If you are giving shirt, how long he will use? After some time, it will gone. It will become old and they will throw it. Then again, this man, these labor people, they will expect. If I get to, once again, they will call sometime. Sir, whatever you gave, now finished, please come and give us again. So, because this organization who is supplying a shoe and a shirt, they are not God. They will not get money, unlimited money. They will get some limited money. With that, they are providing shoe and shirt like that. They will not get unlimited money. People will give sometimes. After that, they will not give. So, because when we are giving like this way, they will expect again. So, impossible to fulfill always the desire of these people. For example, some people, they will give a medical support. They will treat the people medical free. So, in this way, they open some hospital, they give us a charity. Because one side they are giving a charity, another side, if you see, there are many people drinking. Because of the drinking, because these people are drinking, they are getting disease. Because they are getting disease, they are suffering. They are coming to hospital, they are giving a medical treatment. So, for example, there are some, the animal welfare board is there in India, like a Jallikattu recently happened, so many problems. Jallikattu, they stopped this Jallikattu because that animal welfare board, they went and filed a case in the Supreme Court saying that these people are torturing the animal. But if you see, there are unlimited slaughterhouses existing. They're practically cutting the bull and eating it. This animal welfare board, they are not seeing that. But only thing, they are saying, we are the social workers. We want to stop this Jallikattu because people are torturing. Here they are telling torturing. Other side, they are cutting practically. There are a lot of slaughterhouse, they are not closing. So for another example can be given, some people, they are interested in cleaning the country. For example, if you say we want to clean our country, so everybody please come and clean. So everybody will come and clean. After that, what happened? After 1 week, after 1 week, everything will become dirty again, because people mind is not clean. Mind is not clean. Whatsoever you clean the country, it will be like a remain. It will be dirty. So that's why Shastra says, and Shastra does not say that you don't give a food or you don't give a sleeper or a shirt, or the Shastra does not say you don't give any medical treatment or like that. The main point, we have to understand that we have to catch the root. Just like, for example, if you want to clean the country, first you have to, if the mind is clean, then country will become clean way automatically. You don't need to tell the people. For example, if you go to somebody's house, the house will be very, very clean and neat. But if you go to some other house, the house will be very, very dirty, and so many things will be lying here, there, because the whoever is keeping the house very good, it is to be understood that their mind is very clean. Since their mind is very clean, they are keeping everything very, very clean. The other fellow's house, the mind is not clean, that's why so many dirty things are there. Just like when the mind is not clear, even dirty things also, we say, okay, what problem? But if the mind is very clear, then we don't like it. Oh shit, this is not good. The house is not good, so the mind will not function properly. So what we will do? First we will clean the house, then we will do the activities. Similarly, the devotional service is attacking the root. For example, this is the medical, they are treating a medical because this fellow is drinking. Drinking, after that he is getting disease, after that he is suffering. So in these people, they are giving medical treatment to this fellow. But instead of giving medical treatment, simultaneously we have to, somehow we should stop drinking. If we stop drinking, then this fellow is not drinking, then he will not get disease. If he is not getting disease, then no more suffering. There no need the medical treatment. So in this way, the devotional service means catching the root. But many people, they don't understand. They just see superficially and saying that, this devotional service is a waste. And Krishna says very clearly in Bhagavad Gita, devotional service means first we are cleaning the mind, cleaning the senses, and cleaning the heart. This is the main purpose of the devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining, Seth Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the devotional service is a begin with a cleaning of the heart, cleaning of the mind and senses. Once we clean, then country will become automatically clean. Nobody will throw the debris in the street because they know they are very, very clean. They are very perfect gentlemen. When they are perfect gentlemen, even though in India, nobody is bothered to go to the dustbin and throw it. They will eat it and throw it there only. But if you go to find many, many countries like Dubai, Abu Dhabi, they don't throw in the street. Majority of the people, they don't throw in the street. They will search for the garbage, then they will go and throw it. So the main point, we have to catch the root. In Sanskrit, it is explaining that, for example, somebody is drowning in the ocean. The social work is compared to, just like somebody is drowning in the ocean, just bringing the shirt and saying that I saved this man, no, it is no use. The drowning man, we should bring the man, not the shirt. Similarly, the social works are compared to, like somebody is drowning in the ocean and bringing the shirt. It is compared to like that. But the devotional service means, if somebody is drowning in the ocean and bringing that fellow itself out of the danger, that is the devotional service. So, when they become the perfect in devotional service, they stop committing the bad activities, they become perfect gentlemen, then everything will go on perfectly. It does not mean that we should not give anadan, we should definitely give. Even in Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada says that nobody should go hunger. Whoever comes to our temple, we should feed fully. If you go to anywhere in the world, Hare Krishna temple, they will give full plate prasad. Our stomach can get full. Many temples, they almost every day they give free prasad. Some temples they give on Sunday. So Srila Prabhupada desire, nobody should go hunger, so whoever comes to our temple. So in this way he gave the order, even we also give prasad to everybody. We offer food to Krishna, then we give in the form of the prasad. When they eat prasad, their senses get purified. Similarly, we give prasad as well as we ask them to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even Hare Krishna devotees, they give in many places. They go to the school, all the schools, they provide midday meals. Every day they provide midday meals, but because so many people, they are in poverty, they don't have anything to eat also. So our devotees, they go and give the prasadam, and then they make sure they will be chanting the holy name of Krishna. When they chant the holy name, when they take the prasadam, they will be get purified. So in this shloka, Krishna is a self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duty. For example, the self-realized man, he is perfectly, completely satisfied with himself. For example, if you are giving, we always expect, whatever we do, we always expect some results. Without expectation of the result, we don't do any activities. For example, somebody is asking the pen, sir, please give pen, I want to write something. Then we will give immediately, we give the pen, then what we expect? That fellow, they should say, thank you, sir, thanks for giving a pen. If this fellow is not telling thank you, then we get frustrated. What is this man? Does not know the culture? I gave him the pen. He is not even saying thanks. What kind of man? So in this way we think very bad and we expect some result. So for example, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to so many people. So immediately we expect that they also should say good morning or good afternoon, good evening. So this is called expecting, where we are expecting the result and then doing. For example, many people, they go to the temple, they will say, my lord, I will worship, then I will offer like this, like this, like this. Then what you should do? You also should give this, 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 this. They will make the big list. So these are all with a expectation. But Krishna says here, a self-realized man, if somebody is a self-realized, he will become very, very satisfied himself. He will not do anything with expectation. For example, just like a hungry man is there, when his hunger gets satisfied, then he will completely satisfied. He will not look for anything more. Even if you only No, we never get satisfied. For example, if we give money, we may say, give me more, give me more, give me more. Whatever we give, they will say, give me more, give me more, give me more. But only, fortunately, only the food. If you serve somebody, if the stomach is full, they will say, sir, no, 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 no. I don't want any more. Only the food, the people will say, I don't want any more. Other than the food, everything they will say, give me more, give me more, give me more. So like this way, like a hunger man, he gets satisfied completely when his stomach is full. See, he will not ask any more. Even if he give also, he cannot eat it. Similarly, a self-realized man, by performing your devotional service, just like a hungry man, his body is stomach is full, so his body, he's not expecting anything. Similarly, if the soul is satisfied, we already several times we gave the example, when the soul is satisfied by doing the devotional service, when he is self-realized, then he will become completely satisfied. So that's why Krishna says here, self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duty. Everybody is having a prescribed duty, but the self-realized man, he do his prescribed duty, then he will not expect any result, and he completely self-realized, he become very, very happy. Then Krishna second, he is explaining, nor has he any reason not to perform such activities. Many times people think that bhakti means simply sitting and doing bhajan and nothing else. Simply bhakti means they will sit, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They will be chanting, they will not do any work. No, it is not like that. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, bhakti does not mean inactive. Bhakti is very, very active. What kind of activities? We'll go and preach everywhere to the people, then we go and distribute prasadam to the people, we go and distribute the Bhagavad Gita, such a transcendental literature to people, and we will tell them, please buy and start reading Bhagavad Gita and perfect your life. Then we will clean the temple and we do aarti to the temple, we make a garland to the temple, and we take care of the cows, take the milk, and so many activities. Bhakti means, it does not mean that it's simply sitting and doing bhajan and nothing. So Srila Prabhupada very clearly says that he always engaged in devotional service and not any other work. So the third thing Krishna says, nor has he any need to depend on any other living entity. So a person who is self-satisfied, self-realized, he will not depend on anybody else. For example, in our life, if our friends is not there, we feel like as if like a, if the friends and relatives are not there, then we feel as if like a, we, our hand is lost and leg is lost. So in this way we feel. But the person is self-realized, he will not depend on anybody, any man or any the devit or devatas, because he is completely self-realized by doing devotional service. Just like how can we understand this statement? For example, if the rich man is there, the rich man, he will not expect any help from any other, because his father is very rich. Whatever he need, everything he will take from his house. His father is very, very rich man, so he will not expect any help from anybody else or any other people. So similarly, when we perform devotional service, Krishna, Supreme Krishna, the Godhead, is very, very rich. So whatever we needed, he will fulfill everything. We don't need to expect, or as Krishna explained, depend on any other living being, because he is a completely satisfied man. Just like we gave the example of the hunger man. When the hunger is satisfied, he don't expect anything else. He don't ask anything, please give me more food. So in this way, so Krishna is explaining three things here. The self-realized man, he will not expect any result and do his prescribed duty, because he is already he is satisfied. The second thing he is saying, that bhakti does not mean simply sitting ideal and doing nothing. It is a very, very active process, and the bhakti means, devotional service means, they go and help so many other people to, because the people are suffering so much, the devotional service means they will go and help other people. The third point Krishna is explaining here, one who is engaging in devotional service, he will not depend on any other living entity, any other devis or devatas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.